Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, hotels and B&Bs reopened today. Next Monday, outdoor dining will restart. And on Thursday, June 10th, the first live outdoor event takes place, James Vincent MacMorrow at the Ivy Gardens in Dublin. Well, this afternoon, the details of the guidelines were published on the National Concert Hall's website, and the event is the first in a series of pilot music and sports events that are confirmed for the summer. Well, to discuss all of this, I'm joined now by Dr. Chris Luke, a consultant in emergency medicine in Cork, and by Hazel Chu, Lord Mayor of Dublin. And thank you both very much for joining us. And Dr. Luke, I'll start with yourself in relation to the live outdoor events that are taking place and the guidelines for that that were published this afternoon. So the James Vincent MacMorrow one, which will be taking place in the Ivy Gardens in Dublin, it's going to be all standing, it's outdoors, 500 people will be allowed go. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Now, they're not going to be doing any testing, PCR or antigen testing. That's not going to be a requirement. And the idea apparently is that there will be pods of four people inside. Everybody must wear masks at all times, and all ticket holders are required to stay 2 metres apart. What do you make of that? I think maybe it's a little more prescriptive than people might have been expecting for an outdoor event, that they'd be required to be in pods of four and remain 2 metres apart.
Well, it's an interesting approach, Sarah. I mean, it's almost coming from the opposite direction of the recent experiments, for example, in Liverpool, where we saw that they had about 13,000 people at the end of April and the beginning of May going to nightclubs and festivals in Sefton Park and the city centre. And even to a business conference. And, I mean, the numbers they had there afterwards in terms of positive testing for COVID were absolutely minuscule. But they did have lateral flow testing for antigens and PCR testing on the day before of entry into these events. And then they tested with PCR and LFTs about 5 days later. Now, having said that, they did get less than 50% positive response in terms of the PCR. So, you know, you could argue that the PCR was a very important scientific idea, but that in practice it didn't really fulfil the expected scientific requirements. So I think, you know, having read through the offer about the James Vincent MacMorrow concert next week, I mean, it does sound like they're taking a very prudent approach to the event. From what I've seen, it's going to be highly organised. You know, the people are going to give their names as they book tickets. It's ticket only. It'll be very, very well regulated as far as I can gather. There'll be toilets and people are going to have staggered entrance to the area. Mm. So I think it sounds pretty safe.
It certainly does, I think, sound safe because, as I say, you're going to be outdoors as well as everything else. And I just wonder, is it practical to expect people going to a gig, even in COVID times, to be in a pod of four in an outdoor space, and also apparently to be, it seems from the guidelines, to be 2 metres apart from your pod as well as 2 metres apart from everybody else, and to stay like that for the duration of a music event?
Well, I mean, I have a long-standing interest in event medicine, you know, for many years working with nightclubs in Liverpool and Cork and Dublin. And, you know, the factor X in all of these things that we saw last week, for example, in South William Street and that area in Dublin and on the quayside here in Cork and in Limerick and Galway was, you know, the irrational exuberance that affects people after a few beers or a few shots. So I suspect that this is going to be a far more genteel gig than normal. I think there'll be lots of security. There'll be lots of engineered separation of people that you wouldn't see in outdoor events, for example, in the Portobello Plaza or on the streets near Grafton Street. So the impression I get is that it's going to be pretty genteel and should very well behaved. So I think it probably will work.
Okay, and is it a missed opportunity, do you think, not to test people?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly strikes me as a missed opportunity. It would be very useful to have PCR or antigen testing before and after, and maybe perhaps screen all 500 people. That would be a very useful piece of scientific work, and I would have thought that would be done routinely. But still, to some extent, I suppose, in terms of tracking and tracing, they will have the names of all participants.
You mentioned, Chris, about the crowds that we saw in Dublin, Cork and Galway last weekend, and that the chief medical officer wasn't happy with those crowds, and he's reiterated those comments again this afternoon. There's fencing going up this afternoon at the bandstand in St Stephen's Green in Dublin, presumably to avoid crowds gathering on it this weekend. What do you make of what happened last weekend and what we seem to be heading into again this weekend?
I thought it was bordering on the negligent on the part of the authorities. I mean, we've had 15 months or so to prepare for this. And as I say, you know, irrational exuberance on the part of young people. We've all been young. You know, we all know what irrational exuberance means, you know, when young people get together and they have a few scoops in the sunshine. So, it should have been relatively easy to plan. And I would have thought that the ideal people to plan for all of this would be the sort of people who run Electric Picnic or the Point Depot in Dublin or the Oxygen Festival. You know, people who have experience in managing huge crowds at various events, because ultimately it's about engineering, it's about providing facilities, it's about separating people, it's about preventing overcrowding and congestion. There are
From the council's perspective, their responsibility actually is to prevent gatherings of more than 15. You know, I mean, no gatherings really are allowed under the current guidelines. So can they, in all conscience, you know, provide for anything?
Well, I mean, my own feeling is that, you know, this is what humans do when they get together. And you know, are you going to stop, you know, young people congregating in all of our cities? I mean, how do you go about that? I think you just have to plan for the inevitable, which is the congregation. You have to try and sort of steward them and manage the crowds as best you can. And we have plenty of expertise and experience in doing that safely and well and effectively in all the festivals and the clubs and pubs we've been, you know, running in Ireland for the last 20-odd years.
Okay, stay with this, Chris, if you don't mind. We're also joined on the line by the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Hazel Chu. And Hazel, I know you were tweeting yesterday that you felt you were getting places with Dublin City Council in terms of getting some facilities or changes in this weekend that would provide perhaps for something less raucous than what we saw last weekend. What's happening at this point, as far as you know?
Hey, Sarah. So as far as I know, and this is the thing, I've been working with the recovery task force manager. I've been talking to him. I've been talking to chief executive, and I'm also trying to find OPW, the commissioner, at the moment, because I want to know why the bandstand has been curtained off, because St. Stephen's Green is under OPW control. And I don't think there needs to be any railing off of public space. We actually need more public space, because if we want people to enjoy our outdoor summer, we need to provide them with the space. I conveyed this to my cabinet colleagues as well, who brought up a cabinet, and I know that the Minister of Housing and Local Government, Dara Bryan, was meeting the various county and city managers in relation to providing them with more support, but also a very clear direction that, yes, we do not want people to gather, but they will be coming and you have to provide for them. And with that in mind, we will be looking to provide more facilities, or what I've got from the chief executive is that there is a plan to provide more facilities this weekend.
So, okay, so more facilities this weekend, and that's what we've been hearing from all the councils around the country, you know, the different plans, bins and toilets, and, you know, talk about pedestrianising streets or opening car parks or whatever it might be. And then we see the bandstand in St. Stephen's Green, the centre of the capital, has been fenced off. You know, so which is it? Is it more facilities or less? Is it making place for people to gather or not?
It needs to be more, and this is why I was saying that I've been trying to find the commissioner of OBW to ask him exactly why we're fencing it off the bandstand. It shouldn't be fenced off. And if the argument is, well, we don't want any antisocial behaviour there, well, the park is an open space and it is a public space, and we need increased guarder presence to monitor antisocial behaviour, but we also need to incentivize people to have pro-social behaviour. We need to tell them, listen, these are public spaces. Of course, it's yours to use. And we ask that you act responsibly, because the amount of litter and some of the actions that happened last week wasn't responsible. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that people shouldn't have space to be outside and be able to meet their friends in.
Okay, so you've asked for that to happen. You've asked for the fencing to be removed from...
I haven't yet. I haven't found him yet. I've been tracking that down.
Sorry, will you be asking for the fencing to be removed?
Yes, absolutely. So, but I need to find... It's not DCC because everyone seems to think it's DCC online, but it's actually OBW that runs St. Stephen's Green, and we're trying to find out why at the moment, and I will be asking, can it be removed?
All right, and incidentally, we did ask to speak to Patrick O'Donovan, the Minister for OBW, on the programme this evening, but he wasn't available. He was tied up elsewhere this evening. So that is something that you're tracking down, but what else then do you reckon can be done? Is there an argument for opening certain streets, allowing a certain amount of people into one street, having, you know, an organised areas around the city? Or does that simply run contrary to public health advice, which is that we shouldn't have crowds gathering?
Well, it does run contrary to public health advice, but the point is people are going to gather. Like, we have nice weather finally in the country, in the city, and we can't say to people, listen, you've been kept up in for so long, please don't come out. Especially when we've opened up the city for retail, we're encouraging people to come in and support local retail. We also have to provide them with the space, especially when people don't have front gardens or back gardens to socialise in. We have to provide them with the space to do so. Opening up the various streets have been something I and other councillors have been asking for. So William Street needs to be properly pedestrianised and put as under a proper public realm plan so that it can be managed. The other streets of Drury Street, the COVID mobility team have been very good in pedestrianising part of it, but it wouldn't be bad to pedestrianise all of it because people are like traffic. When you close off one space, it goes to another. So we need to provide as many spaces for people to filter into. Last weekend, what had happened was once the park closed, the people within the park had filtered into St William Street because that was the main thoroughfare for them, and the other streets weren't, Clarendon Street wasn't pedestrianised, so they slowed down there. My ask has been to open the parks later because the DCC parks open until 10 o'clock. I don't see why St Stephen's Green can't, and we need that public plaza place for people to gather.
Okay, we have a statement just in from the OPW here. I'll just put it to yourself, Hazel. It says St Stephen's Green is a national monument and historic park beloved by the citizens of Dublin and Ireland. The green encompasses a number of important features, including the Victorian bandstand. We want visitors to enjoy the green, but OPW must also protect vulnerable historic features from vandalism and antisocial behaviour. In order to protect the historic bandstand from any further damage, a decision was taken to erect fencing to protect the structure. We hope visitors will continue to enjoy the beautiful surrounds of the park this weekend. The OPW appeals to the public to respect this important heritage site and its historic features, to respect our staff and fellow visitors, to bring their waste home with them and to behave responsibly when in the park. And it says it is liaising with An Garda Síochána in relation to the policing of St Stephen's Green on an ongoing basis and will respond to any incidents should they arise. And I don't know if you've seen it, but there has been a video going around on social media, Hazel, of young people literally hanging from the rafters of that bandstand. Now, I don't know when that happened, but it was circulating on social media in the last 24 hours. So do you accept that this perhaps needs to be done to protect an historic feature?
No, and I'm sure myself and OPW would disagree massively on it, but that bandstand isn't just for a gathering of people drinking or meeting friends. It's for older people. It's for younger people. I see kids running around that bandstand. So curtaining off means you're cutting off that public space from everyone, and that's not good enough. If there is an issue in relation to antisocial behaviour, then apply a solution to that issue. Have monitoring by Gardaí or enforcement there. Don't rail it off and just say that's the solution to it when it's not, when it shouldn't be.
Okay. We also have a statement in, Chris, from the Department of Tourism, Culture and Arts, because we had asked for a response to our query as to why there wasn't testing being done at the first outdoor pilot event that's taking place. They sent us a statement highlighting all the safety measures. They say there's a robust contact tracing system in place. There will be higher than normal security staff. And they say that given the extensive protections that are listed there, it's not currently envisaged that PCR or antigen testing of spectators or audience members will form part of the protocols for the pilot events, and this will be maintained under review should the public health situation or guidance change. So effectively, because of all the other measures they've put in place, they don't need testing.
Yes, and I think that's, you know, very, very reasonable. It's a very well-reasoned argument, and in fact, I would accept that they have a very good case. I just would have thought that, for the sake of completeness, it would be nice to have pre and post testing of some sort. The reality is that they are doing in Ivy Gardens what should probably be done in St. Stephen's Green. And I will say this again. I was in Electric Picnic last time it was run, because I'm interested in this sort of thing. It was in a space at least the size of St. Stephen's Green, and it was a magnificently organized event. It was full of joy and pleasure and fun for everybody of all ages. And the mixture of people of all ages was self-policing. And there were enough guards and security people floating around quietly and discreetly, and this sort of filtering that the Lord Mayor is talking about there, and enough railings and so forth to prevent any amount of significant problems. And I think that people, as I say, who run the likes of Electric Picnic and the big clubs and other events in the country should be consulted in advance of the sunny weekends ahead of us.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Chris Luke and Hazel Chu.